We want to say hello to everyone and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight filling in for Mike Murtha, who is away on assignment out in San Francisco. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks. Mike, I hope you're listening. I've been with you the longest, and I'm just sitting here wondering what you got me into now. So sit back, and we hope to trigger some happy memories for everyone for the next 60 minutes. So hang on, here we go. Again, hello to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories. Eddie Schmidt filling in, or actually, I'm usually the sidekick for Mike. I'm not used to this front role. Usually, I'm like Tonto to the Lone Ranger, or Barney to Andy, you know. When Mike said he was going to be away out in San Francisco, he says, do we want to tape the show early, or do you want to do it, or hang on to it? So I started practicing up. I figured, well, I think we can get through it, so I've got our very good friends, Ken and Darlene Nelson, helping us out tonight, coming up from Cottage Grove. And like I say, I was getting ready, and so I was wondering when I was going to do this radio voice, if I should just talk regular, or if I should work on the big radio voice and talk like that, which, you know, I think that's a little over the top. So but otherwise, I just want to welcome Darlene and Ken. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Thanks awesome. For having us. I'm so glad that this is radio because I had a really bad hair day today. So I'm so glad that nobody can see me right now.
Great to be here. Great to be here. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. It's great to have you guys. It's been a busy summer. And like this last weekend, my son Ethan and I, we played for a wedding over in Baldwin for Bob Hovde's son got married, and then on
the
Sunday,
voice Bob Hovde
the voice
absolutely.
And then on Sunday we played at the Glenwood City Church for a polka mass, so Mike was still here, and his son and brother Joe and Denny Armstrong and a bunch of us, and we played a polka mass at the 100th anniversary of the Glenwood City Catholic Church, and that was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Down there. So but again, just wanted to welcome you two. And like a lot of times, what we normally do is we talk to the folks and see what got them into music when you kind of got started. So I'll ask Darlene quick here for a starter. You want to tell us about a little bit about the beginning when you started getting into music? I'm sure it was real, real early.
Yes, it was when I was 5 years old. I did my first performance with my dad. My dad sang with me. And we played a anniversary at a the
REA building.
REA building
in Ellsworth.
In Ellsworth.
Okay.
So that was my first performance. I'm not going to say how many years ago that was either, but it was when I was five. And then got my first band right out of high school. Got with the Stampede. Okay. I was one of the first gals in the Stampede band, and then Kenny.
Oh,
tell your
Well, I started when I was 9 years old with the guitar, and we were up at Sears store in St. Paul, Sears and Roebuck, and Mom went looking for a sewing machine, and Dad and I went up to the second floor, and I saw those beautiful silver tone guitars in the spotlight at Sears, and caught my eye. And that day, Mom gave up her wish to get a sewing machine, and I got a guitar.
Really? That's cool.
Beautiful Dan Electro, the amplifier and guitar case all in one.
He wishes he still had it.
Wish I had it. It's a collector's item.
Yeah. Jeepers. That's a neat story that you got that instead of your mom getting her sewing machine.
Yeah, that's very, very gracious of my mom.
He learned Johnny Cash first, too. That was his first, some of my first songs for Johnny Cash music when he was 9.
Okay. we've been talking. Do you want to sing a song for us, Darlene?
Let's do it.
What do you do?
This is the one I love to sing when Eddie's on that steel guitar, because he sounds like he's just right out of Nashville.
I don't know about that for sure.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do. Your beating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry, try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down like falling rain. You'll toss around and call my name. You're gonna walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
There you go. Very good, darling. Thank you. Yeah, we've been doing that quite often when
I love that song.
When I get to play with you guys, when we go out and between whatever dances or if we're playing some casinos.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be going up to
Michigan.
Michigan in the
UP.
First part of November.
Yep, November.
First weekend in November.
Or second. Yep. And then also in February.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going back there again. So put that on your calendar, Ed.
So there won't be any snow in the UP in February.
No, it's going to be beautiful weather. Yeah, the last couple snow this year.
The last couple of years has been really quite mild.
Yes.
When we have traveled up there to play.
Yes, so. We've lucked out quite a bit.
I got to say one quick thing. I think I have the two grandsons, Lee and Reese, are listening tonight. And my grandson Lee turned me on to a new polka that Grandpa's got to learn. And it's about going bowling, and it's a really a good polka. So I think Mom is letting them guys listen for a while. So we want to make sure to say hi to Lee and Reese, and tell them Grandpa's going to work on that new polka that about going bowling.
It's probably right up your alley, huh?
Here we
go. There we go.
Now, what was that, Darlene, about you said that there's a reason why you don't give Kenny a microphone?
We never used to give Kenny a microphone.
But I'm paying Bob pretty good here today.
But he gets one here today. But now he's got one because he plays his banjo guitar.
Yeah.
And so he's got a mic on his banjo guitar. So he's got a mic now. So,
that's dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Trying to think back, when was one of the, probably one of the first times I remember playing with you guys? I know your dad was still playing with you. I can remember playing on a Tuesday night over at the Medina when the line dancing was real popular. And the other connection that we have between you two and me is my older brother Steve that passed away. But he played with you for how many years?
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking probably
maybe 8 years.
8 years.
Something like that.
It was awesome. Steve was just
we just loved Steve.
Awesome, awesome player, singer. Yeah. And he really felt the music, because sometimes we'd be glancing over at Steve, and your dad would be singing maybe Sammy Kershaw's Yard Party.
Yard Sale.
Oh, Yard Sale, rather. Yard Party. Yard Sale. And Steve would be wiping the tears out of his eyes.
Yep,
and
yes.
And really a neat guy.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun with Steve. Especially in Albert Lee, when he'd bring his
wine sack.
Homemade wine sack.
At the end of the
game.
We
don't need to bring that up.
But we had a lot of fun. A lot of fun with Steve.
Oh, we sure did. He was a great guy.
And then and then meeting you through him. He said, boy, you should hear my brother. He's a good steel player. I think he was kind of your agent, Ed, back in the day. Everything has been such a blessing, and we're blessed to have you, Ed, whenever we can have you.
That's right.
Well, the one thing you were talking about, Darlene, is you said that when you got started so early, I think we actually have a recording here. It's track number 2, right? And how old were you on this recording?
5 years old. This is the actual recording from the
REA building in Ellsworth, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
And this was then put onto tape in Nashville on part of her album, the Nashville album.
Jeepers, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my folks happened to record it. Yeah. A little bitty tape.
Yeah, Bob would like this. It was, I think, a Wallensack recorder.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay.
This next song is the first song I ever performed in front of an audience at the age of 5 at the REA building in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. My husband, Ken Nelson, thought it would be nice to add this to the tape. Yeah.
5 years old, huh, darling?
Wow. 5 years old, yes.
And still sound about like that.
I called it. Thanks a lot, Ken.
It's a long
Added an S to Seattle. Did you notice that? Seattle's?
Yeah.
I didn't quite know that there wasn't an S on the end there. And
little...
I also took a nice big swallow in the middle of that song. I must have.
Yeah. That's show
but I even on that recording, I can hear your vibrato starting in your voice the way it does. That's pretty cool.
It was a little wild, but
I have to do mine manually, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny has a nice imitation of a.
No. Not the goat.
No, not the goat.
So, but anyway, how about if we play him another song? I don't. Ken, you love doing Johnny Cash stuff, and Darlene, you love singing it, and here's
Roseanne tennis. Cash had this one out, and also Johnny Cash. Johnny wrote it, and his went to number 11, but Roseanne's went to number 1, and it's called the Tennessee Flat Top Box.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's give it a try.
Let's give her a whirl.
Okay, here we go.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in hock. Take a trip, go and listen to the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box. He would play. Well, he couldn't ride a rope. He never cared to make a dime. Give him his guitar, he'd be happy all the time. But all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, begging him don't stop. They were hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box. He would play Getting Eddie. Like the breeze, they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret till the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box. They would play.
Tennessee flat top box. Yep, that was. Yeah, one of the first times we were doing that, Ken, you were doing that lead. And I thought, well, I'll see if I can figure out a harmony to that, and we've kind of done it that way ever since.
I love it too. Yeah.
I love that harmony.
Yeah, it's a whole other layer.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's a good way to think about it. Yeah. When we're talking about old stories, with the one time I came down to play with you guys, and Albert Lee, I think it was, and Brother Steve was playing, and I think that's a time that I got to meet Kurt Olson, the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Good friend of yours, Ken. That,
yeah.
I think he plays down in Nashville
now,
right?
He's in Nashville.
Yes, he plays in Nashville. Sometimes he plays three times a day. in Nashville.
And they're long, you know, long sessions, you know, down there. And
yeah, Kurt's a great guy and
great friend. We
very
hope to see
talented.
Him soon. We're thinking about maybe in April.
Maybe taking a trip.
Last time my wife Joanne and I were down in Nashville, and Kenny, you found out where Kurt was going to be, so then you let us know, and then we went and I got to talk to him, and it was neat just to sit and talk to them guys and to hear the story about, you know, they're going up and down Broadway and, like you say, playing sometimes three times a day.
Oh, wow.
And playing for tips. And and
just, you know, trying to get into the session work down there and to probably, you know, get on tour with a prominent artist. He does do work with George Jones's and Tammy Wynette's daughter, Georgette Jones.
Oh, okay.
So he goes out on tours with her.
And he goes out tours with Kid Rock, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Gee.
Yeah.
So, it was neat to get to see him down there and hear the stories about them guys. And I says, by the time they make their little bit for tips, I says, where do you park? And the parking is so expensive. And he says, well, it's a lot cheaper to get a ticket, so we just park or leave it. But he said, the ticket's a lot cheaper than paying for the parking.
That's sad.
That was amazing.
And maybe he's listening tonight online.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say is about that time in Albert Lea when I came down to play with you guys. We got done playing, and I think the hotel that the wife and the kids were with me, and we got done playing. I went back to the room, and they had already went back and were sleeping, and it was hot. And I think the air conditioner was on loud, and I started pounding on the door, and I didn't have a key to get in the door, and I couldn't wake them up. So I ended up sleeping in the van in the parking lot that night, and there was street lights everywhere, so it was, like, bright, and I thought...
Are you sure you didn't do something to make her mad?
No.
Honey, open that door, huh?
Honey, won't you open that door?
But that was the story.
I think that's about the first I've heard of that story.
I didn't know he was sleeping out in his car. We would have let him in.
We would have helped you, Ed.
I didn't know how hard I was pounding and... pretty loud, and I just couldn't get anybody to wake up, and I thought, I don't want to wake up all the neighbors, so I just thought, I'll just go lay down in the van. But anyway, that was a long night.
The life of a musician.
That's right.
Yep. Let's see, our next CD selection that you want to tell us a little bit, Darlene, about, is it Somebody Somewhere?
Yes, it's one Kenny wanted me to play this song. He loves this song of
Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn. And when I was on, I was on a show called Be a Star in Nashville, and this is one of the songs he wanted me to do on there, and
we actually, they want you to send down your version of it, so we recorded just a rough demo, and I think we did it over in your brother's had a little shop, a laser bat business back then, and we did it, we recorded right in the warehouse. Of that, and Darlene's dad sang some harmony, and just a very, very rough recording, but enough to get us on the show.
We got on the show.
And the recording is of your recording? Or
no,
the show
it's this is
the actual recording
of the show Darlene was on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bobby Randall was with Sawyer Brown, and he was the
MC.
Co-host
of
that with Lisa Foster on that show.
Okay, and this is track number one.
From Cottage Grove, Minnesota, please say hello to Darlene Krings.
It must have all started with that darned old late show. I tuned in a DJ.
Great job, darling, on that. Boy, that sounded great.
Thank you.
Kenny was just letting us know the steel. So you said the steel player on that show was
Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson. Yeah.
Whispering Bill Anderson's steel.
Steel
at the
player
time.
At the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and of course he's a big session and producer
Isn't
in Nashville.
He the guy that does Larry's Country Diner now, or is that a different?
That's Larry Capps who does just the steel guitar, but he is part of the staff band on Country Family Reunion.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, him and Les Singer played on Darlene's session, and Les plays the rhythm guitar on Country Family Reunion.
Oh, right.
Yes, and we when we met them, then we recorded an album. Is that what you called back then?
Yeah.
I'm dating myself.
Yeah, we all are.
But when we flew into Nashville, I had no voice to do that show. I flew in and I could barely talk. The day before the taping. And through prayer, the good Lord, the next day I could sing.
Gee.
So it's pretty crazy.
Well, as you can hear, I think Kenny's got his new toy out.
Gotta make sure I get this thing in tune. Huh?
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
as I will prove real soon.
Another banjo joke.
So
you got to be careful when you take that to town. If you leave the car open and leave it in the back seat, you might come out and there might be two banjos in there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, there might be.
Yeah.
But as long as Kenny's getting that out, we're going to do a song called Dueling Banjos. Is that what we're doing
I
next
think so.
Weekend?
We're going to attempt that.
We're going to call it Dueling Banjo just because we only have one.
But Ed'll accompany me.
But Ed'll do guitar.
Ed'll put his finesse right in there.
Dueling Banjo and guitar.
Just want to make sure I'm tuned for your listeners, Bob.
I hope so.
Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
Go ahead. Paddle faster. We hear the banjos coming. Thank you for your sympathy.
Dueling banjos on the banjitar and the guitar. And the other guitar. So,
yeah, nice job, Ed.
Oh, that was fun. We'd do that a lot when we out doing this stuff. So you guys have been, I mean, pretty busy this summer, actually, all in all. It's
quite a busy summer we've had. We did the Minnesota State Fair with Ed for the sixth year in a row.
Wow.
And we played quite a few fairs, like the Steele County Fair.
Music and a stick on there.
We played Crickets coming up in October and in Amory.
Yep, that'll send it. Is it the 28th?
Yeah, 28th.
Yeah, 28th of October.
You guys don't dress up funny on Halloween.
Oh,
never.
We always do.
Never.
Every year we do.
Maybe little Jimmy Dickens this year. Maybe.
I don't think I'm...
Rhinestone suit or something.
Kenny dressed one year.
No, don't even go there.
Okay.
You can tell the folks, I don't care.
He dressed as a cheerleader. So then the next year, he didn't show his legs, and they were so sad to not see his legs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'd be 6 foot two if I wasn't so bow-legged. No doubt.
He would be, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'd be a tall guy.
That's right.
No, that's great. Yeah, we always have a fun time up there.
Oh, yes. And,
you guys keep so busy between, when I look at your website and I think it's a great website and, it's always so nice with the schedule and everything's up to date and Kenny, do you both do most of the work on the website or?
Kenny does most of it.
I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy that, you know, getting some new pictures. I've always been a picture taker.
Yeah, I've noticed that with that camera.
And it's sometimes you'll take pictures and you think, why is he taking a picture of that?
But then it comes out to make sense at the end.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a professional photographer, but back in the day they said, oh, you're just too negative.
I wonder why you don't give him a microphone.
I've been putting up for that for 30 years.
I'm having fun tonight.
But those who pick together stick together. So.
Yeah.
And that's how we kind of met, too, was through... when I was in my first band, Stampede, and then Kenny was in Larry Shorn's Side of Country, he would eat out at the Country Kitchens late night after our gigs, and that he knew the guys in the Stampede band, and then he would come around and eat with us and stuff.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Then we formed our own band.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it's been fun.
After Larry had passed
away. Yeah, Larry passed away in 1986.
Yeah, we sure have talked about Larry a lot, about his influence on Mike and John and Dave, and I mean so many folks, and if we get time, we'll see. We've got a neat old 45 of Larry's.
But just I can't say enough about him. Beautiful guy.
Yeah. Our next selection that we're going to do for you is off the CD, and that'll be... this is called Sweetest Thing, is it?
Oh, yeah. That was when I was in Branson. I did a talent show in Branson.
Well, you get around, I think.
The Cracky
There's
Theater,
only
Branson.
There's one part in there where the drums...
But yeah, they got a little out of sync, you know. I don't want to be critical toward musicians, but it was a little out of sync toward the end. But Darlene is a trooper. And Larry Short often mentioned that. He said... You know, some band members can make a mistake and Darlene will just keep plowing right through. And that's what she did in this, too. But it was the musician did a great job in Branson as well. Yeah.
Okay, so here's that.
When I see you in the morning, that old sleep still in your eyes, I remember all the laughter and the tears we shared last night. And as we lie here, just two shadows in the light before the dawn, the sweetest thing I've ever known is love in you. Never.
sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you. Now you and I were not children. We have both have given and we have taken many rides on troubled shores and all the
beautiful, Darlene.
Thank you.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one before. I heard the other one from Shotgun Red or
yeah.
whatever, but that's great. That was a beautiful song.
I worked on a compilation disc. I went through old cassette tapes and VHS tape and took it all down the CD.
And just a quick thing, Ken, but you've been real busy too with your recording studio. Yeah, I know you just did a CD with Concrete Cowboy.
He's up in your neck of the woods.
Yep, he lives north of me. And
hi to Concrete and LeBon out there too.
So, but yeah, I know you're busy with that. That's been fun doing some projects and over there.
Currently working on a gentleman named Terry Rader.
Okay.
We're doing. We're just in the process of that too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll just ask you, is there any folks that you guys would like to say a quick hi to?
A quick one?
Yeah.
Darlene, want to start?
Go for it.
Mom and Dad, I suppose.
Oh, does everybody that follows Darlene and the boys, we have a lot of people that come out to just all our gigs. There's Ron, Pat, and I'm going to forget some people's names, so I'm not even going to try it, but just all the people that follow our band, and we've even had some that come all the way to Michigan. We play a casino out there three times a year in the UP, and they've even come that far to come watch us. So the people that come and follow us.
Thank them enough. Really.
Yes, because we can't do any live performances if we don't have any people out there. So so thanks to all them.
And I just want to send out a special hi and to Bill Gnazic Susan and Denny Thorson and Mary and good old Dave Fireeyes, and he's been a real inspiration too with Pro Tools recording and
helping
me launch that whole deal.
He talked Kenny into getting that.
Absolutely. And Dave's
I'm glad he did.
A good friend, a great musician.
Okay. And I'll say another quick hi to the grandsons, Lee and Reese, and Casey's listening in, and I think I could... good friend at work, Brian Jevning. I think he's listening in. He's our computer guy over there. He's got a beautiful old Jaguar and a Gretsch banjo and stuff.
Wow.
So I think he's listening in, and all the folks. And Uncle Bob, he's always listening in. And we call each other Skip to see who can call the other one Skip first from the old Skip Spaulding days when I got to know him the first time.
But cool.
Anybody else? But we're going to have Darlene get the fiddle out here and play a song quick on the fiddle for us because she brought that along. And what's this one called, Darlene?
Diggy, diggy, lie.
Okay.
Diggy, diggy, low. It goes like this. 1, 2, 3. Diggy, diggy, lie. Diggy, diggy, low. Diggy, diggy, lie. Love. Diggy, diggy, low. Everyone knew he was her beau. No one else could ever show so much love for diggy, diggy, low. Find romance where they do the chicken dance. She'll kiss with every chance, show their love with every glance. Diggy, diggy, lie, love, diggy, diggy, low. Everyone knew he was her beau. No one else could ever show so much love for diggy, diggy, low.
Yeah.
Eddie Schmidt. Yeah!
Finally went to see her pa. Now he's got a pa-in-law. Moved out where the bayou's low. Now they got a little diggy diggy low. Diggy diggy low, love, diggy diggy low. Everyone knew. Was her beau. No one else could ever show so much love for diggy diggy low. Cajun dance, steal a kiss with every chance, show their love with every glance. Diggy, diggy, lie, love, diggy, diggy, low. Everyone knew he was her beau. No one else could ever show so much love for diggy, diggy, low. Diggy, diggy, lie, love, diggy, diggy, low. Everyone knew he was her beau. No one else could ever show so much love for diggy, diggy, low.
Through that one, I almost fell off the rails.
That wouldn't be a good thing if that happened.
Wow.
Great fiddle playing there, Darlene. So I was going to bring up the thing when we go out and do the show is I think it's a pretty neat thing that every night before you guys play and when I'm with you or with you when you're out four piece doing whatever, I think it's a pretty neat deal that you guys get together and do a quick little prayer before you play every night. That's a pretty special thing to do that.
The good Lord's been so good to us and given us the talents and blessing us with music and blessing Kenny and I to be together and play music together.
And to be joyful.
Yeah.
It's just so important to be joyful.
Okay. Well, we're getting almost to the end here tonight. Did you want to sing one more quick song like Could I Have This Dance?
Sure, that's one of my favorite Anne Murray tunes.
Would that be okay? Then
sure.
Do that one quick. How much time we got here, Bob?
You got about 8 minutes.
About 8 minutes. Oh, we're good yet. So, okay. Let's go ahead and play that one for the folks. One, two, three.
Remember the songs they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? 'Cause when we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
All blurry and pretty now.
I knew forever you're all I ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Oh, one more time.
Really?
Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? 'Cause when we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Thank you. Another big howdy to our band members too.
Oh my goodness. Mike Peterson,
Brian Wallstad, and oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I thought of Mike too because he always puts in those beautiful little chimes on them cymbals on that song.
Yes.
I always turn around when I hear him do that.
And I think Mike's listening. I'm glad you got that out, Kenny.
Boy,
we would have been in trouble.
Yeah, I couldn't have slept tonight.
We would have been looking for new band members.
Well, we just wanted to say one more thing where Mike's out in San Francisco. Now, when he said he was going to San Francisco, I can't remember if he, my hearing's been getting bad, and I don't know if he said San Francisco or Sam Clam's Disco. I know he likes that disco music.
Yeah, I've heard that about him. I've heard that, and maybe he's getting some flowers in his hair out there.
No, we hope you're having a good time out there, Mike, out in San Francisco, and we sure miss you. And
Rice-a-roni.
You'll be back here next month with us and running the show so I can get back into Barney mode and Tonto mode and just being the side.
You did great, Ed. It's been fun.
So, but it looks like it's getting to be that time. So it's looking at the time on the wall. It looks like it's time that we have to say goodbye for this month. I want to say a big thank you to Darlene and Ken for helping me out this month while Mike was away. And to all the listeners that listen in every month, remember the great words of Briscoe Darlin: if you've got time to breathe, you got time for music. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks again.